Welcome to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. Mr. White is the CEO of White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. This podcast strives to help break down the current and everyday issues within the dental industry. In each podcast, we discuss a topic on dentistry with respected industry professionals, dentists, and other relevant special guests. Our goal is to help provide you valuable insights for your dental practice. We thank you for listening today. From the dental chair to the beach chair, wherever you are listening, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Dental Breakdown Show. Now take it away, Christian.
Let's welcome our guest to the podcast today, Mai Tilley. Thank you for being a guest on the Dental Breakdown Show today.
Christian, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. And thank you to the audience who's listening to me.
This is going to be really a lot of fun today. I know that you've got a lot of great information to share, and our listeners are really, really going to benefit. So let's get started. I'm excited. All right. So our first question. So Mai Tilley, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and maybe just give us a quick short bio.
Sure, Christian. My name is Mai Tilley Tyagarajan, and I'm the owner of Aromera Architects in Burnsville, Minnesota. We do a variety of architectural projects with a focus on medical and dental clinics. Specifically in the dental space, we have completed projects that range from, say, 2 to 3 operatories to about more than 12 plus operatories. And they are general dental clinics and also specialty clinics with surgery suites, orthodontics, prosthodontics, periodontic clinics. I graduated with a master's degree in architecture from the University of Minnesota in 2000. I have been an architect for 22 years and a firm owner for 12 plus years. I'm licensed to practice in the state of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois.
Oh, I said, of all the people in the world that you could work with, you decided to work with dentists. So tell me the story about that. There's got to be a good story behind how you got into working in the dental marketplace.
That's a great question. So how did I start working with dentists? Mm-hmm. I've always been drawn to the healing environment of architecture. So it is really fascinating to me how the built environment plays a role in alleviating patient stress and playing a role in better patient outcome. So we need to understand that a space is much more than a set of walls and ceiling. A well-designed space can alleviate patient stress. It can help with employee retention. When a new patient walks into your dental clinic and sees a well-designed space, it definitely gives them more confidence in their dentist. When I started my firm in 2010, dental architecture made perfect sense to me. Majority of the dentists are small business owners like me. I enjoy designing and contributing to the success of their practice. I have worked with so many dentists, and a couple of years after the remodel, they're already at capacity and they're thinking about expansion.
Mai Tilley, so the fact that you're in the dental practice architectural business, you know, a well-designed dental practice is a real asset to the practice, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So for a dentist who's kind of thinking about, well, should I redesign my clinic or should I not redesign my clinic? It's actually really important for him or her to do that.
That's correct. It's important for them to talk to us. Yes.
Wonderful. Work with dentists and I work with their teams, I find that, you know, when a dental practice is redesigned or if it's changed, you know, that tends to attract more new patients to the dental practice.
Yes.
That's an important piece for all of our listeners to know that it's kind of like in the restaurant business. The restaurant business, you know, they change their restaurant every few years just because it needs to be fresh and it needs to be new. And it helps to you know, attract people to the business or to the restaurant. Mai Tilley, how do you bring value to the private dentist? You know, with you're in the architectural business, obviously you have years of experience. You know, how do you go about doing that?
That's a great question, Christian. We bring value because we specialize in dental clinic design. So why is that important, you might ask? Let's look at an example. If a patient has a toothache, they don't go to the general physician, they go to the dentist. In the same way, we understand the planning issues that are unique to dental clinic design, and we will be an asset to the dentist on their team. And here's some examples. So we understand building the dental clinic is a big financial and emotional investment to the dentist. Mm-hmm. So our main goal is to help our dental clients succeed. We're always rooting for their success. When a dentist is looking for an office space to lease or to own, I often accompany the dentist and their broker on some of their site visits. Because of my extensive experience in designing dental clinics, I'm able to provide feedback on whether the space will work for the practice. So we're going to look at some example questions that have come up during some of these site visits. Here's one. How much space do I need for a 5-operatory dental clinic? Will 1,000 square feet work? No won't. Then there are more questions always about configuration, space configuration. Will an L-shaped space work? And we've seen this quite a bit because there are some spaces where there's this one specific space where there was a lot of windows and views and it was great, except it was L-shaped. Will it work for a dental clinic? Not always. So the space, another question, the space was previously used as a dry cleaning facility. Can you repurpose that into a dental clinic? How much parking do we need? This is always a big question because all of your patients need parking and parking is a big deal. So we're able to address all of these questions and more. So being a specialist in dental clinic design, we bring immense value to the dentist.
I would say too, Mitali, as I'm listening to you, that you provide a little bit more of a personal experience for the dentist. The dentist can lean on you a little bit more. You're going to site visits. You're doing some extra things that maybe some other people won't do. Would you agree with me on that?
Yes, I totally agree with you on that. And that is how I'm different from my competition.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's in the dental practice itself, when you go to see the dentist, the value that a patient puts on that practice is placed on how much time does the dentist spend with me? And if the dentist doesn't spend a lot of time with the patient does not have a good experience. And more than likely, they will not come back. So I think this is kind of an interesting little piece that we're talking about this because it applies directly to you and your business.
That's true. Yeah. A lot of our clients are repeat clients.
I can see why.
Yes. And word of mouth referrals. So
I would be too. If I needed some hand holding and somebody would hold my hand and help me through, like you said, probably a stressful situation with, okay, what type of practice do I need? How do I build it? How much is it going to cost? How much space do I need? I know how to do implants. I know how to do crowns. Nobody taught me how to figure out how much space I need if I need a new practice.
That's correct. Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. That's great. So, okay. So this kind of is a segue into our next question. So if I was a private dentist out there, why would I hire you or why would I work with Mitali?
That is an awesome question. Why us? Because we listen and design to your needs. Just take a look at our website, aromaarchitects.com, for a representative set list of dental clinics that we have done. There's a reason why each dental clinic on our website looks different. Mm-hmm. It's because each dentist and their dental practice is different. Each of them is unique. We incorporate branding into the design. Our dental architecture is not only functional, it's also an effective marketing tool. It promotes your practice and you as the dentist and the owner. In addition, our drawings are very detailed. We work closely with the equipment vendor, with the contractor, to ensure that there are no surprises down the road. Our attention to detail translates to cost savings for the dentist. There are many decisions the dentist will need to make during the design and construction process of the dental clinic, and we are there with them every step of the way. My clients call me up all the time with questions, with feedback, and I'm always there for them. I'm easy to work with, and I provide personalized attention.
And you have a $10 million smile too. Don't forget that. I like the part where you were talking about the dental practice as a marketing product, because that is absolutely right on the money. Most dentists don't realize that, you know, when you have your practice, you know, if you're building a new practice or if you're just touching it up or whatever have you, it's a big deal, because if it's something new, people talk about it. They go on social media and talk about it. They take photos of it. They share it. And it's like, wow, you need to come here to XYZ Dental because it's brand new. Wow, it's such a great place to go. And it's like, and it will, it's a huge draw for new patients.
That's correct. Yes. And, you know, there's a reason why we stand out amongst our competitors, because of our outstanding service that we provide. A service is tailored to the needs of each client, and there's no one size fits all approach. What works for one person is not necessarily the solution for another one. And I am personally involved in each project that our team works on, and I'm totally focused on the client's success.
Wonderful. That's good to know, isn't it? If you're personally involved, that means a lot more to the client. It really does. So my next question, tell me a little bit about, you know, Aroma's new patient experience. You know, in the dental world, the dentist provides a new patient experience for the new patient when they come into the practice, their first experience of being in the practice. So you provide the same experience for the dentist who comes to work you for the first time. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So typically all dentists go through 5 major stages in design. So the first one is initial consultation, schematic design, design development, construction documentation, and construction administration. So now I'm going into detail a little bit about each of these stages so you understand what they are and why they're there. So the initial consult, when we take on a new client, just like how you take on a new patient, the first meeting involves gathering information on the wants and needs of the project for the project, with a specific focus on what matters most to the dentist. And that varies with each dentist. How many operatories, how many patients in the waiting area, et cetera. Once we gather information relating to the space, we then ask questions to understand the dentist's aspirations for their practice. Why? Because it impacts their branding. For example, some dentists want a very warm, welcoming atmosphere. Some want it to look very trendy and high-end. Some want a very functional clinic that is very focused on efficiency, patient and staff flow, and quick patient turnaround, because they are geared towards larger volume. So we ask a lot of questions during the initial visit. The next stage after this consult is done is schematic design. So now, based on the feedback that we got from the dentist, our next step is to come up with a set of fit plans for the space that they have finalized. The dentist reviews these fit plans, and they might eventually go with A or option A or option B. So then that leads us to the next stage, design development. So once the dentist decides on a fit plan, we develop that plan. We incorporate finishes, details, and coordinate with the equipment vendor, with the city, to get it to the next level. And what is that next level? It's construction documentation. So here, we again provide more details. And finally, our output is a set of permit and pricing drawings, which can be given to the contractor for pricing And it can also be submitted to the city for permitting to start. The last phase is construction administration. Now this starts when the project is gone into construction. So here, this is really important for you to know as a dentist. Here we serve as the owner's representative in the field and we coordinate with the contractor. We review shop drawings. We conduct periodic site visits. We do all of these to make sure that the construction is compliant with what is in the drawings. So when the project is finally complete, we perform the final walkthrough with the owner.
Nice. When you were talking about the consult, there's a part in there that I think is really important that everybody, all our listeners need to know about. And that's the part that you ask questions. And when you're in a consult with someone, you're trying to figure out, well, who is this person? What do they want? What are they looking for? And like you said, how many operatories do they need? You know, what type of space are they looking for in a dental practice? You're trying to figure out, well, who is my telly? You know, where did she come from? You know, what type of dentistry does she want? You know, how does she feel about my smile? And the only way I know how to get at that is to ask really good questions. Because if you make statements to people, people tend not to, you know, they don't really do really well with that. But if you ask me questions, oh, wow, someone's interested in me. Someone wants my opinion. Of course I'll give it. Oh, this is great. I love it. I like that part a lot. It's there's some real parodies between what you're doing and what we're trying to get the dentist to do in the dental practice.
Thank you.
And so you're doing, that's a really great piece because in the end, I think my telly, you would agree with me that, you know, you're not in the architectural drawing business. You're in providing the personal experience business. And that's what kind of, that will differentiate you between yourself and the other people who are out there who are competing against you.
Yes, that's correct. And we are rooting for the dentist's success.
I like that part. I like that.
Yes, absolutely.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
This is Maithili Tyagarajan, owner of Aromara Architects, where your success is our number one priority. We've been making an impact on the lives of dentists and our community for over 12 years. If you are looking for an architectural firm that understands the dental marketplace and actually listens to you, then contact us.
Maithili, let's talk a little bit about some of the trends that are affecting the private dentist and the dental practice. You know, what are you seeing out there as you're doing all your work? And you know, what, maybe talk a little bit about that.
Sure, Christian, that is an awesome question and something that all dentists need to think about. The first one that I want to talk about is the concept of a healing environment for medical and dental spaces. And this is a very prominent trend in the 21st century. So what is a healing environment? The design takes into consideration, and I would say maybe for the first time, the psychology of the patient. Now, let's be honest. Most patients don't want to see the doctor or the dentist. They don't enjoy seeing the healthcare provider. I'm so sorry to say that, but that is true. There's some level of anxiety associated with the visit. Only the degree of anxiety varies, but it's there. Now, a healing environment has the patient experience as a focal point of the design. The design intentionally creates an atmosphere of calm for the patient. And again, this is not just about finishes like carpet and tile and artwork. It is that too, but it's much more than that. It involves the entire space planning process. The space provides clarity in the overall layout so that the patient can easily find their way through the clinic. This strategy has also led to more open, airy operatories and light-filled shared spaces. However, once the pandemic hit, there was a major shift towards design strategies that contain the spread of the virus. So the initial focus when the pandemic hit was cleanable surfaces in patient areas and closed operatories. Once it was confirmed that the COVID virus was airborne, then the HVAC system upgrades, portable air filtration systems, all of these and more were in high demand. But now the shift is permanently more towards closed operatories, fewer people in waiting areas, and a better HVAC system. Also, another trend that we're seeing in larger clinics, security concerns such as an active shooter are brought up during the design process. So as an architect specializing in dental clinic design, we do our research and we keep ourselves in the forefront. We embrace innovation and change, and you can see that in our projects.
So all of a sudden we have had a huge shift, if I'm listening to you correctly, from an open operatory with, you know, a focus on healing to a little bit more of a closed type of operatory in the dental practice to try and contain the virus or, you know, any other health problem that may come up down the road. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's absolutely right.
So in doing so, in making that shift, you know, have you been able to, you know, how has that affected the design process for you? Is it still the same, or do you have to do some things a little bit more differently to accommodate for that?
There are some design strategies that have changed, and it seems like they are going to stay. One of them for sure is open operatories are not very common anymore. Everybody wants to close it up. The patients want it that way, the staff and the dentist want it that way. So that's there to stay. So we're putting more doors, more walls, closing them up. And the spacing, even if it's an orthodontic clinic, the spacing between chairs, it's no longer what it used to be. So we just need more room. And in addition to that, the waiting areas, clear sense of circulation, and the HVAC systems, there I'm definitely seeing upgrades in all of those.
Are you seeing that more dentists in the operatories, when you're talking about doors? Now, I'm thinking about not a solid, you know, unattractive black door that kind of, you know, closes and it goes bang, you know, I don't think that's what you're talking about.
No.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, sorry to interrupt. These are more like barn doors, something more decorative.
Yes.
So it doesn't feel like shutting them out.
Yes.
It feels it's a lot more gentle on their eyes, nicer to look at. But it's still a door, something that encloses the space.
Mm-hmm. Have you found that when you go through dental practices, they're asking for doors? There's a bunch of different ways to make it look, like you said, for lack of a better word, pretty.
Yes.
Do you also find that the patients, when they come in the operatory and they close the door, that they actually feel safer? There's like a little bit more of a, okay, this is my space and I don't have so many people in it.
Yes, actually that perception on the patient's part has changed since the onset of the pandemic. Before that, everybody wanted to see everybody else in some ways. They needed some privacy, but they really wanted to feel connected. So the openness, lots of sunlight, and just tall ceilings as much as you can, if the space would allow it, that was there. But now the kind of the enclosed, safer spaces are preferred. Those are there to stay.
Yeah, I completely understand. I think it also has actually been an advantage for the dental practice, because some offices, if they don't have a consult room, and if you have to talk about money, where do you go? You know, nobody wants, it's a big no-no to talk about money at the front desk where everybody can hear. That's not a good thing. So you can go into the operatory and shut the door and say, okay, here's your treatment plan. Here's what it looks like. And here's the investment that you're going to make in your mouth. And here it is. Oh, okay, great. And that's, it's helped in that capacity a lot.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you for sharing that.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
This is Maithili Tyagarajan, owner of Aromara Architects, where your success is our number one priority. We've been making an impact on the lives of dentists and our community for over 12 years. If you are looking for an architectural firm that understands the dental marketplace and actually listens to you, then contact us.
All right, so let's get to the most important people at Aroma Architects, right? Your staff, your team. Tell us about how they have helped you to be successful and influenced the growth of your company.
Absolutely, Christian. The team plays a huge role in our success. And as you can see, there's no I in team. Mm-hmm. Our project team consists of our client, our industry partners, such as brokers, equipment vendors, contractors, and of course, internal staff who are working on the project. So we need to understand that our core value is that we are successful, all of us are successful when our clients are successful, when our partners are successful. We work towards building a practice that will help each of our dentists succeed. What a dentist needs to understand is that when their dental office is well-designed, it often leaves a very strong impression in the new patient's mind. So we really work towards a beautiful, functional dental office that helps the dentist succeed.
Mm-hmm. So I like that. There's no I in team, which I understand that, but I think that your team is, does a lot behind the scenes, in terms of, working with the client, not the patient, excuse me, working with the client, helping them understand, why are we doing this and why are we moving forward like this? And they're actually the ones behind the scenes that are helping sell the client, I think, on a daily basis on, okay, so I came to Aromara Architects and you actually made a good decision.
Yes, absolutely. So what we do for the space, it really positively impacts the dentist and their practice and the success of their practice. So I mm-hmm. do agree. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Behind every great dentist, there is a great dental team. And behind every great architect, there is a great architectural team. Amen. Woo, I like that. All right, so Maithili, talk a little bit about your success. I know that there are some tips that you have to help other, you may have some other business owners who are trying to be successful. There may be other people out there, who are, what do I have to do to be successful? How do I get up to the level that Maithili is at? Maybe what you could do is share a few of those little tips with our listeners.
Sure, absolutely, Christian. So we have three core values that we strongly believe in that contribute to our success. The first one, and this never fails, create value for your clients, mm-hmm. your partners, your colleagues. I'm a firm believer in what goes around comes around. Make your clients and your partners successful, then you are for sure successful as well. Mm-hmm. So there's so much truth to this, and we've experienced this firsthand. The second one, also we've experienced, especially in the last few years, embrace change. This is the only constant in life. Embracing change leads to innovation, which in turn makes every project that you work on really fun. So we love that. We embrace change. We embrace innovation. And the third, last one is be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. This is actually a famous quote by Oscar Wilde. And it's probably one of the best quotes I've ever heard, especially being a woman of color. Mm-hmm. For me, being different, at least I view being different as an innate marketing opportunity because you stand out wherever you go.
You do. I love it. So do you have, I'm just going to ask this for fun. So do you have these three values? Are they up in the office somewhere where everybody can see them every day? Do you guys have them like, you know, I'm just on the wall or painted on the wall. I mean, I'm just curious.
We're working on that. Our initially, when we started out, we wanted the firm name itself to be value-based. Mm-hmm. So the name of the firm, it represents something for us, strong value. So that's something that we look at when we make decisions every day.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I love it. That's, those are some really great, really good values. Thank you. All right. So my next thought, so a little bit of a right turn here. So, where does your entrepreneurial spirit come from?
And that's an awesome question.
And I thought about this question, especially for you, just because of some of your story, which is a really great story, by the way. And I thought to myself, where does this come from? Because you've got this drive to, do great things in the world. And I think that's really appreciated. And so I thought maybe I'd ask you about that.
Oh, that's an awesome question. Yes. So growing up, my dad always had this expectation that I would own my own company. He wanted both of his daughters to be very strong and independent. My husband also has always motivated me to start my own company, and he continues to this day to help me out in so many ways. So I'm really blessed to have a very supportive family. And to answer your question, the entrepreneurial spirit comes from an inner need to try new ventures. Mm-hmm. And I should say that this trait has always been supported by my family.
So it's a family value that's been passed down from father to daughter.
That's true. Absolutely. That's
awesome. That is awesome. That's great. I love that. I think that's great to have that. Not everybody is an entrepreneur, and I think that's okay. But the ability to go out into the unknown and let's kind of see what happens, and is a really great value. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. So this is the last question, I promise. is there anything else that you'd like to share about yourself that people don't know about you? So I always like to ask this question because I always get interesting answers from everybody.
Sure. So a little bit about myself that people don't know about as much. I love cartoons. My absolute favorite character is Donald Duck. Because I was thinking about it, probably Roadrunner too.
Nice.
And then another thing, I love the theme song for SpongeBob SquarePants. Just love it. Just so happy. So silly and so happy. Another thing that we've done, my husband and I have done, is we've hiked all the way down the Grand Canyon and back up.
Wow. That's an achievement. Wow.
Thank you.
How? Most people can't do that. Oh, that's great. All right. My Telly, this has been a really, really great time. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Dental Breakdown Show and for taking time out of your productive schedule today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Christian, for this opportunity to be on your podcast. And I hope people enjoy listening to it and gain some information from it. Thank you. Well,
you're welcome. I think they will. There's a lot of knowledge and a little nuggets that you have spread out throughout the podcast. So if our listeners are paying close attention, there's some, like I said, there's some really good nuggets in there for them. So if our listeners want to learn more about you, they want to learn more about our Aromira Architects, where can they go to get more information?
Yes, you can always go to aromiraarchitects.com on our website to get more information on the projects that we do, the work that we do, and who we are. So please go to our website to get more information.
Thank you for listening to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. If you would like more information about today's topic, have a topic suggestion, or would like to be a guest, please check out the description below. Or for more videos, podcasts, and information, please visit whitedentalconsulting.com/podcasts. If you liked the podcast today, please press that like button, subscribe to our channel, and hit that notification icon to become a part of the growing Dental Breakdown Show community.